Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar of Ami Amarav. Actually, the Rishash, as we can see on the side of the Gemara, has a girsa of Amar Rav in Amarav. And the reason he has that girsa is because we're going to learn a very interesting Gemara, but we need to understand what does this Gemara have to do with the sugyas that we've been learning. And therefore, this girsa that has what we're going to be learning now being said by Rav and Amarav, who was the Manda Omer of the previous Gemara that we discussed, so then that's the reason why the Gemara continues with another limud that Rav and Amarav taught us. Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel in a nevuah and tells Yecheskel that Klal Yisrael will be going into Golus, and that they should prepare themselves with the vessels and the items needed to go into Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, in order to drive the point home, he should take and make the kalim that are used in Golus, the vessels used in Golus, that should be a real live demonstration to Klal Yisrael to be prepared and prepare themselves for Golus. And Klal Yisrael doesn't take the lesson. So the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, V'ata ben Adam, aseh lecha kli goyla. Prepare yourselves for the kli goyla. What are the kli goyla? Zuner, a candle, a lamp. You need a lamp. A kara is a bowl. And the Mefarshim explain that most of the kalim that the Gemara is going to identify are vessels that can have many different purposes. Because, unfortunately, when they have to run to Golus, they will not have the opportunity to take a lot with them. So it makes a lot of sense to take different vessels that could have many, many uses. And a kara, a bowl, is the best example. A kara, on one hand, could be used as a bowl to eat from. It could be used as a cup to drink from. And it could also be used as a bowl in which to knead the dough. And in fact, the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael did not listen, did not take along a bowl, did not have a bowl prepared when they had to run to Golus. And then when they came, while they were running, and they needed to make a dough, given that they didn't have a bowl, what did they do? They dug a hole in the ground, and they kneaded the flour and water, the dough, in that hole. But because it was a hole in the ground, there were stones and pebbles in that hole that got into the dough, and they ended up eating bread that was full of stones and pebbles. Shetiach. Shetiach is either, again, is a dual purpose, a multi-purpose item. It could be used as a tablecloth, and it could be used as a mat to lay on. And in fact, the Pasuk can say, from here we see how important it is that a table in which we eat should have a tablecloth. Because here Klal Yisrael is running to Golus. So as we said, you take along the minimum. But a tablecloth is considered the minimum. You need to have a tablecloth on your table when you eat. The Pasuk says in the Tochacha, Tachas es shalavadatas Hashem lekecha. Klal Yisrael didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So the Pasuk says, they will suffer rav, tzama, erum, hunger, thirst. Erum means not having any clothing. Ubechayser kol. So Mefarshim explain what the Gemara is going to be focusing on, the Marsha explains, is if the Pasuk uses the words v'chayser kol, missing everything, so why does the Pasuk also have to say rov, tzorma, erum? Chayser kol already includes everything. So says the Gemara, Amrav Ami Amrav, chayser kol means b'lay nera b'lay shulchan. Going back to what we learned a moment ago, that we learned how important it is to have a lamp, how important it is to have a table, and the tachacha is that we will not have these essential items. Rav Chisda Amar B'lay Isha. They'll be left without a wife. So the Mefarshim explain why is Rav Chisda so focused on being left without a wife. So Mefarshim say a number of pshatim. One pshat is that the Gemara says, Hashari b'lay isha. Somebody's left without a wife. Hashari b'lay simcha, b'lay bracha. He doesn't have simcha, he doesn't have bracha. So that's called chayis hakol if you don't have a wife. Another pshat that I saw, who's making this statement? Rav Chisda. The Gemara says in Masechta the Kedushin that Rav Chisda said about himself, this that he was bigger and better than his colleagues is because he got married when he was 16 years old. And had he gotten married, he said, when he was 14 years old, then the Yetzer Hara could never affect him. Could have never had any influence over him. So we see that Rav Chisda was a big proponent of marriage. So he says somebody without a wife is missing. Another pshat that I saw the Mefarshim say, our Gemara, our Pasuk, is referring to people in Tzaris, in Golus, in Teichacha. It's always easier to go through a difficult time when you have somebody to share. We shouldn't experience this, but if you have to go through Tzaris, if you have someone to share the Tzaris with, so he'd be left without a wife to share and help get withstand the difficult times. Rav Sheish Shaman B'lay Shamish. Rav Sheish says without an attendant. So I saw a number of pshatim in this too. Rav Sheish was blind. So for him, having an attendant was essential. He couldn't survive without an attendant. That's why Rav Sheish said without an attendant. Other mefarshim say, because the obvious question is, understanding not having a wife is a very big problem. Not having a table, not having a lamp, not having an attendant. Most people don't have attendants. So is that considered chayis hakol? So Mefarshim explained that without an attendant, for a person who's accustomed and used to having an attendant, missing that is missing something crucial. And that's what Rav Sheshis was saying. Rav Nachman Amar B'lo Yodea. Somebody without seichel, without intelligence, that is the most important thing a person needs to have. Intelligence. In fact, that's why we begin the Shemona Esrei. We're at the Chaynein La'odom Das. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for intelligence. Tana, like Bryce says, B'lay Melech, B'lay Revav. And there's without salt and without grease. And there are two ways of understanding what the Bryce is saying. One pshat is that the Bryce is giving us another example of Chayser Kol, something that's missing. Salt, grease, essential food ingredients. But another pshat that I saw is that the Bryce is not giving another example of chayis hakol. What the Bryce is doing is saying, just like if you have food, but if you don't have salt and you don't have grease, the food is tasteless. Similarly, a person without seichel, a person without deya, is missing salt and oil. He's missing the most basic food elements, food ingredients, and what's he going to be left with? Amar Abaya, Naktinan. We know we have a Messiah, ain't ani ela b'deya. What is called a poor person? A poor person is a person missing intelligence. Where do we have this Messiah from? So Mefarshim says, because it says it in Pirkei Avos. When in Pirkei Avos it says, Ezu Osher, it says, Asamech b'chelkoi. It doesn't say somebody has a lot of money. Ezu Giver, Hakoivish Yisroi. So we see that what makes a person is mental, emotional strength. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, in the Zmirois of Friday night in the Rebbein Kol Olamim, we say v'hosim many umikol b'nei beisi k'mini madvik k'mini choyli v'k'mini dalus anius v'avyoynis. Dalus anius v'avyoynis are all different words that speak about being poor. So why do we have to repeat ourselves? Because what we're saying is we don't only mean material poverty. We also mean emotional and intellectual poverty, and those are all the things that are included in Dalas Anias Vavyonis. But Marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael they would say, and the Mefarshim say, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, they were very focused on the need to be intelligent, because we know that Avir the Arab Machkim, people in Eretz Yisrael are smart, so they were very focused on intelligence. The Dobe, somebody who has intelligence, Kulebe, has everything. The Loi Dabe, if he doesn't have intelligence, Mabe, what does he have? Dor Kani, if you have intelligence, Ma Chaser, what are you missing? You're not missing anything. Dor Loi Kani, and if you don't have intelligence, even if you have a lot of other things, Ma Kani, you're missing what's most important. So Mefarshim asks, why does he have to say this in this double lashon. He's saying twice the same thing. So there are a lot of interesting terutzim. One teretz that I saw is one refers to das, to knowledge of Torah. But you don't only have to have knowledge in Torah. You have to have knowledge in being a smart person, knowing how to live in this world. In fact, that the Paiskim say is one of the requirements of a dayan, of a judge. Not only does he have to know the halacha and know the Shulchan Aruch, he also has to understand the ways of the world. And that's what the Gemara means with this double language. Another pshat that I saw is as follows. There are people that are born with intelligence. They're born smart. Then there are people who are not born smart, but if they put in effort and they spend the time, they can learn. And that's what the Gemara is saying. If a person is born smart, great. But if you're not born smart, that doesn't absolve you from the need to work on learning and understanding, not to be left unintelligent. Another pshat that I saw is that one is referring to having rebbeim. A person is supposed to go learn by a rebbe. And also a person is supposed to have smart friends, because you learn a lot from the people you associate yourself with. But another pshat that a lot of mefarshim work with is that even if a person is Baruch Hashem smart, and he's born smart, or he learns and he becomes smart, it's very important not to let it get to him, and he should still remain humble. And they explain the Gemara in the following way. The Dobe, whoever has intelligence, Kolabe, has everything that's required. And they say, why is it called Kol? Kol is a gematria of 50. We just learned the other day there are 50 Shari Bina. Somebody who has Deya could attain the 50 Shari Bina. The Loi Dobe, Mabe. If he does not have intelligence, Mabe. What do we have? Mabe, if he doesn't have the midah of anova, of humbleness, it's useless. Dikana, but if he is smart, ma chaser, but he's missing the anova, it's meaningless if he doesn't have the anova. There's a beautiful mashal to this concept from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says there was once a person, an employer, who had two employees that he sent out to invest money. One he felt better about, he gave him $1,000. The other one he didn't really have that much confidence in, so he gave him only $100. And both of these people used the money, some of the money, for themselves. The person who got $1,000 used $800 of the money for his own use. It was left with $200. The person who was given the $100 used $60 for himself and was left with $40. And then they're sitting and talking to each other, and the person who was left with the $200 brags to the other person and says, you see, I have $200. You only have $40. So the other person says, yeah, but you started with $1,000. And you squandered $800. So when you come back to our employer, he's going to have a real complaint against you. You wasted $80, $800 of the $1,000. I'm left with $40, but I only wasted $60. What's the nimshal? There are people that are Baruch Hashem born with greater intellect, with more intelligence. But if they don't, that intelligence is not ours. We didn't do anything for it. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we waste it, the person who had the opportunity and had the potential to use his intelligence and intellect for the right purposes and doesn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have much more of a taina to him than the person that didn't have the ability. The Kedusha Tzion says the word Chachma stands for Klum Chaser Mibeis HaMelech. A person could have the opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chachma, because that's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all Chachma, and we could give it to us, but we have to use it properly. I saw a very nice fart. The Pasuk says, "V'pnei seva tokum v'adart v'pnei zokin." And the Gemara says, what is the definition of the word zokin? Zeh shekana Chachma. somebody who acquired chachma. So the question is, we know that the word zaken means zeshakana. It's an abbreviation for zeshakana. But who says it means zeshakana chachma? Maybe it means zeshakana something else. But now that our Gemara just taught us that there's nothing more important than chachma. So if the pasuk says zeshakana and leaves it out, what do we mean? It must be chachma, because there's nothing more important than chachma. Amr Alexandri, Amr of Chibar Ava. Ein achayla oimid michalyoi. A person who's sick doesn't get better. At shemaychon lai akal avanaisav. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him for all his sins. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, haseleach l'chol avaynaychi, haroifi l'chol techloichi. You have to have mechilas avaynas. Mefarshim explain, because as we learned in the previous year, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu make people sick is because they should do tshuva. So they have to do tshuva. If they do tshuva, then they have mechilas avaynas. Another pshat is that if the person had not done tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have made him better. Because the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick was in order that he do tshuva. So if he did get better, it must be because he did tshuva. And this is the basis of what the Paiskim say, very important, that when we're mispalel, when we daven for a person who's not well, we're not supposed to only daven for refuas haguf, that he should become better physically, we're also supposed to daven that he should have a refuas hanefesh. Because our Gemara is teaching us that the refuas haguf, getting better, depends on refuas hanefesh, so we have to daven that he should be zoicha to have a refuas hanefesh, and that will be the way that he will end up having a refuas haguf. Rav Hamluna Amar, Chayzer Lemei Elumav. A person who's sick and gets well goes back to his youth. Shenemar Rutfish Besare Minar Yoshev Lemei Elumav. He goes back to his youth. So Mefarshim, the Maral says, Agamar taught us two psukim to teach us the same concept, that a person who's sick and gets better has Mechilas Avoinus. What is the difference between the two psukim? Says the Maral as following. He says, the two psukim represent a very serious machloikus. The first pasuk says that he has mechilas avoinus. That doesn't mean that the aver is totally wiped away. It's diminished because of the tshuva that he did. But the aver is still there. And if chas v'sholem, he will return to do those averis, they will become resurrected. On the other hand, the other mandama holds that he's completely wiped away. L'mei Elumav, he's like a young, newborn child. The avera, the disease and the tshuva wipe away the avera entirely. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol mishkovoi hafachta b'cholyoi. Om Rav Yosef, loymer the mishakech l'mudoi. That if somebody is sick, he's possible to forget his learning. And as Mefarshim say, Rav Yosef is the person who throughout Shas is called Sinai. He was a tremendous spock. He had tremendous knowledge of Shas. And he, as we're going to learn, forgot his learning when he was sick. Mefarshim discuss, how do we connect learning? How do we connect learning to the pasuk about sleeping? So I saw a few pshatim. One pshat is that if a person learns during the day, every night when we go to sleep, our neshama goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is a person zoicha that he should get up in the morning healthy if he sits in during the day and he learns Torah? If he learns Torah during the day, when he goes to sleep, he can be assured that he'll wake up well. Another pshat, because as it says in Pirkei Avos, the way a person who learns sleeps is different than a person who doesn't learn. So we see that sleep is connected to the way we learn. Another pshat is the word mishkavai includes in it chaf beis, 22, which refers to the 22 letters of the aleph beis which the Torah is written with. Rav Yosef Cholish. Rav Yosef got sick. He forgot his learning. Ahadri Abayu Kamei. And Abayu attempted to remind him of the Torah that he forgot. And says the Gemara, this is what we find many times in Shas. Many times we find in Shmas that something was said to Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef says, I'm Rabbi Yosef lo shmila o shmatza. I never heard this. I'm Rabbi Abaya. And Abaye attempts to remind Rabbi Yosef by saying, at Amrit Nilon, you told it to us, Muhammad Nisan Amrit Nilon, that's the way they tried to remind Rabbi Yosef of the learning he forgot because he was ill. Says the Gemara, Ki Avagoma Rebbe, Tlais Ape Hilchasa. So the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, the many Pshatim the Gemara, this is the way we're going to understand the Gemara. We know that the Mishnah represents Torah Sheba Peh. Until the time of Rebbe, Torah Sheba Peh was learned by Peh. It wasn't committed to writing. And there were very many different versions to the Mishnayis. Rebbe had 13 different versions of the Mishnayis. Meaning, it was the same Mishnah, but there were different yeshivas, different versions of the same Mishnah. When Rebbe taught it to his Talmud, Rav Chiya, Agmal Rav Chiya, Shivim Minhayim. He only taught his Talmud Rav Chiya 7 of the 13 versions. Why? Because he felt that teaching him 13 versions of the same Mishnah would be confusing. So he only taught him 7. L'saif Cholish Rebbe, then Rebbe got ill, and he forgot his learning. And had Rav Chiya Kamei. So Rav Chiya was teaching, it was reminding Rebbe what he forgot. So says the Gemara, Hanish Shiva Apid Agmrei, the 7 versions that Rav Chiya learned, he was able to teach Rebbe. Shita Azda, but the 6 versions that Rebbe never taught Rav Chiya, obviously Rav Chiya was not able to teach Rebbe. He never learned them, he never knew them. However, says the Gemara, Hava Hu Katsra, there was a person who did the laundry. Hava Shmilei Le Rebbe Kadava Goris Lehu. He used to sit and listen to Rebbe as he was learning. And the Shita says, it's worth remembering the Gemara we learned at the end of Masechta Ksuvos, that the Gemara says that there was this laundry man who used to come to Rebbe every day. And the day that Rebbe passed away, that day he didn't come. And when Rebbe was nifter, there was a bas kol. The kol man da hava bashkafs to the Rebbe, whoever was there when Rebbe was nifter, mezumen l'chaya oylem haba, will have oylem haba. And the katzer felt so bad. Every day I was by Rebbe, and just this day I missed it. And the Gemara says he committed suicide. Says the Shita, that's this katzra. And he used to sit and listen how Rebbe was learning. So Rav Chiya went, also Rav Chiya, Gom v'yoson, kame katzra. So he learned the missing versions that he never heard from Rebbe. He learned them from the katzra. And then, v'os v'hada yoson kame Rebbe. And then he taught them to Rebbe. And that's how Rebbe was able to get back all 13 versions. Karav chosle Rebbe lahu katzra. So when Rebbe saw this cleaner, Omle Rebbe, so Rebbe would tell him, Ata osis oisi v'schia. You created me and Chia. I would have never known these missing 6 versions if not for you. Ikad Amri, a different version, Hachakamalei, Ata osis v'schia. You taught Chia, the Chia also oisi, and Chia made me. So the Maral says, what's the difference between the 2 versions? Nafkamina lahalocha. The question is, certainly everybody is obligated to respect their Rebbe. Is one obligated to respect his Rebbe's Rebbe? The first version says Rebbe respecting the clean laundry man, even though he didn't learn anything directly from him. But since he taught Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya taught Rebbe, so Rebbe had to respect him. The second version says, I didn't learn anything from you. Rav Chiya learned from you. And therefore, since I did not learn anything directly from you, I don't have the obligation to respect you. Amr Alexandri, Amr Chibar Abba. Godl nas, nesh, nas, l'chayla. The nest that happens to a sick man, person that gets well, is yoysim and nesh, nas, l'chananya, mishal, v'azaria. We know the chananya, mishal, v'azaria refused to bow down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar made, and he threw them into a furnace, and they came out completely unscathed. So the Gemara says that that ness is not as great as the ness that happens when a person is sick and gets better. Explains the Gemara. Shechananya mishal v'zaria, eshal hajit. What kind of fire? It was a regular fire. V'akol yecholim l'chpoisai. A fire could be extinguished by water. V'zu shechola shel shemayim hi. But if a person has a fever, that comes from shemayim. And who, mi yachol l'chpoisai, how could be extinguished? So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. People get sick. People have fever. And they, Baruch Hashem, come out fine. How many people do we know that were thrown into a furnace of fire and come out untouched? That the Gemara is saying that that's a small ness. So the Mefarshim explain a very important lesson. We think that the Teva, the way the world works on a day-to-day basis, doesn't represent any nisim. Our Gemara is teaching us that what we think is natural, what we think is no big deal, is nisei nisim, is the greatest miracle. When we see somebody has a temperature, and Baruch Hashem, he's sick for a day, and then he gets better, nobody makes a big deal out of it. It's a bigger nis than seeing somebody going out of a furnace of fire. Just we don't recognize the nis. And our Gemara teaches us that it's our obligation to recognize that we are surrounded all of the time by wondrous miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. We just have to open our eyes and see them. Says the Gemara, Omer of Alexandria, Omer of Chibar Abba, Vamele Omer of Shub ben Levi, Kim and Shigi Kitzah Shal Adam, when a person's time to pass away comes, Hakol Moshlem Bayi. And the Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Rudu B'dgas Hayoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this dominion, but it's only as long as He gives it to us. When a person is supposed to leave the world, all of his ability goes away. Shenema, as we find by Kayin, V'hoya Kamoitzi Hargeini, Kayin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that after he killed Hevel, he's vulnerable that anybody could kill him. Rav Avraham and Haden Kro, L'mishpatecha Omdu Kayoim Kalavadecha. The entire world is subservient to you, and when a person's time to go comes, nothing can help him. And the Mefarshim explained, why did he bring this pasuk of L'mishpatecha Omdu Kayoim Ki Kalavadecha? Why didn't he bring a raya in the pasuk of Kayin? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz says this was a concern that Kayin said, but doesn't necessarily mean that it was a valid concern. Another pshat is that Kayin, because of the aveira that he did, the terrible sin of killing his brother, Hevel, lost the hashgacha pratis that every person has. But a regular person, how do we know he is also subject to that kind of a situation? Says the Gemara, L'mishpatecha Omdu Kalayon. And the Gemara says two examples. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shila Omrele, Shochev Gavoya, Gavra Gavoya, there was a man who was very tall, and have a rochiv gizduna zutra, and he was riding on a low mule, mata tutra. They were riding on the bridge, istavit, and the mule went mad, shajir v'kashochiv, and threw him off, and he fell into the river and died. Karelei nafshi l'mishpatech omda hayoyim. So Mefarshim explained, what is the Gemara teaching us? That this mule just went mad at that moment. Why? It must be because everything's in the Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and that's what happened. The Ben Yoyada goes a step further. He says, the Gemara is being very detailed here. The man was tall, the mule was short, what do we need to know? He says, if we look at this story, it's an impossible story to understand. If the man was very tall, and the mule was very short, and he's riding on the bridge, and the mule starts getting mad, he should have just put his foot on the floor, that he was tall, so that he would reach the floor and nothing would happen to him. Says the Gemara, when the time comes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make that something can happen, even makes no sense how did it happen, it happens. Another story. Shmuel Chazi Lahu Akva. He saw a scorpion. Yosef Al-Kakusa, who was riding on a frog, for over Nara, went over the river. Taka Gavra, the scorpion bit a person, Umayis, and the person passed away. And again, as the Mashal explains, the scorpion has the ability to kill. The frog has the ability to swim. Who brought the scorpion and the frog together? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accomplish what he wants. Amar Shmuel, we go back to Bikur Cholim for a moment. Somebody who has a fever, we do Bikur Cholim. Says the Gemara, Lefukimai. Who is the Gemara attempting to exclude that we don't do Bikur Cholim for? says Gemara Fuki Hadatanya, Rabbi Yosef ben Parati Oyim Meshurim Belezer, Em Vakim Loi Chayil Me'ayim, somebody who has stomach problems, Veloi Chayil Me'ayim, eye problems, Veloi Mechush Erosh, and not a head problem. Says Gemara Bishlo Mechayil Me'ayim, we could understand why somebody who has stomach problems should not be visited, Meshim Ksufa. It's embarrassing. Two reasons. Number one, somebody who has stomach problems has to constantly excuse himself to use the washroom, so it's embarrassing. Or there could be an unpleasant odor, which would be embarrassing. Why should a person who has these problems not be visited? My Tama says the Mamashim Rabbi Yehuda, Dibura Kasha Leina, somebody who has an eye problem or a head problem, should talking to him is difficult. It's hard for him to have a conversation. But somebody who has a fever, it's fine for. So the Mepais can say, from here we see that when you go visit a sick person, when you go do Bikur Chayilim, you're supposed to speak to him. You're not just supposed to walk in. You're supposed to engage him in conversation. And these people who cannot be engaged in conversation, you can't visit. And that's why the Mepharshim say, the Gemara says, Chosh Baroshoi, if somebody has a headache, Yask B'Toyra. So the Mepharshim say, why Dafka, from all the diseases, do we suggest that a person learn when he has Chosh Baroshoi? So the Mepharshim say, our Gemara is teaching us that for all other diseases, you could do Bikur Chayilim. If you do Bikur Chayilim, as we learned in the previous year, the person who visits someone else, it takes away 1/60 of the disease. But this person who has a headache, nobody's coming to visit him, as our Gemara just taught us. So what is going to take away his disease? Yask B'Tayra, learning Tayra will take away his disease. And it goes a step further. The Gemara doesn't say Yasoik B'Divrei Tayra. It says Yasoik B'Tayra. Why does it say Yasik B'Tayra? Because he can't have Divrei Tayra, he can't speak. Speaking is bad for him. So Yasik B'Tayra, he should just read the Torah. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, and we're going to give other examples of patients who can't be visited, that even if a patient cannot be visited, still we have an obligation to ask and see what we can do on behalf of the patient and be concerned about his welfare. Moreover, I saw the Paiskim say that nowadays that we have the invention called the Get Well Card. So if a person who's sick and you can't visit him, let's say he has a contagious disease, that you can't come to visit him, but that you should still send him a Get Well card, that the person should feel that you're thinking about him and you care about him. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai Ishta, having a fever, Ilav, the Paranka, the Malach, the Mavasa, if not that fever comes from the Malach HaMavas, I would say Mali, it's actually good for the person, Kechizra L'deklo. Around the palm tree, they're like thorns. Those thorns are very good for two reasons. First of all, they prevent people from trespassing. Number two, it's explained that that palm trees typically grow in a very humid climate. Those thorns absorb the humidity and help the tree bear fruit. The same thing, and this is the Chazal already knew about antibiotics. Having a fever burns up the germs and the bacteria in the body. And therefore, he says it would be good that once every 30 days somebody should have a fever. The problem is that a fever, as we're learning, comes from the Malach HaMavas. It's not somebody that we want to really associate with. The Chitraika L'Gufa. It's therapeutic for the body. Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Loi hi, v'loi teraike. I don't need the fever, and I don't need the medicine. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Amr Rava Bar Nosson, Amr Rabbi Yechiel. Arson, as we're going to learn soon, is a food made out of barley. Yafel l'chayil l'faisai. It helps a person get well. And the Mepharshim explain why. Because the Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, that if somebody sees barley in his dream, it's a riot that his Averis went away, that is a Yiras Shamayim. As we learned earlier in this year, doing tshuva is crucial to one getting healthy. So barley, which is connected to Yiras Shamayim, brings health. My arson, Amar Rabbi Yosef, chushla d'shari atikta d'reish nafya. The peel around the barley, that when they soak the barley, that peel comes off. Amar Abaya, bayin b'shula came bisra d'tura. But this bran needs to be cooked a lot, that it should be edible and helpful, just like ox meat needs to be cooked a lot. Rabbi Yosama smeded the sara atikta the reish nafya. Old barley, when it's sifted in a sieve, the big pieces that are left all the way on top, that's what arson is. And again, comments abaya, bayin bishula, kibisru the tura. They need to be cooked a lot, just like ox meat. On Rabbi Yosama, bordam is a disease. Aim of Akrim, if somebody unfortunately has this illness, he should not be visited. They must give him Shemai. We shouldn't even mention the disease by name. My Tama, Amar Belezim Mnesh Kumain Hanaveya. A person who has this disease is constantly blood is flowing from him, so it's very embarrassing that somebody should visit him. Amar Belezim Lom Nikra Shemai Bardam, Shukumain Hanaveya, he's flowing blood. So Mepharshim explained why shouldn't the disease be mentioned. One shot that's given is because, like we said, it's embarrassing that somebody has this disease, and therefore we shouldn't embarrass a person by saying he has this disease. Another pshat that I saw is that this disease is highly contagious. It's so contagious that even by mentioning it by name, it could cause a person to catch it, and therefore it should not be mentioned. Another pshat is that, and many people have this minig, is that even if a person, Rahman Salon, has a certain disease, they don't mention disease by name. We actually have a source for that in the Gemara. The Gemara many times calls Saras Dover Acher. Doesn't want to mention the name Saras. Because as the Sfarim explained, by mentioning the name of disease, it could influence that somebody, Chas V'Shalom, should receive that disease. Same with Bar Dam. It's a disease that we don't even want to mention by name. What? Yeah, no. Right. Omar Peyu Refuas HaNefesh. So we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody made a nether, the halacha is marpeyu refuas hanefesh, ava loy refuas mamon. And as we said, when we learned the Mishnah, we're going to explain what that means. Hechitani. What does that mean? Ilema, the refuas nefesh bechinam, refuas mamon beschar. That the situation here is that the doctor is now at a benefit from the patient, and therefore he could heal him for free, because he's not benefiting, but he can heal him for pay, because then he's benefiting from the patient. Says the Gemara, Lissi Hochi. If that's what the Mishnah meant, then the Mishnah should say, Mapeyu Bechinam, he's only allowed to work for free, Avaloi Beschar. So if the Mishnah doesn't use those words, it must mean something else. Says the Gemara, Refuas Nefesh Gufoy, Refuas Mamen Behemtai. So as the Ran explains the Gemara is saying just the opposite. The case of our Mishnah is referring that the patient is not allowed to have benefit from the doctor. So if the patient himself is sick, so when the doctor heals that patient, he is doing a mitzvah. The purpose of him healing the patient is doing a mitzvah. And therefore doing a mitzvah supersedes any nedarim, and he's allowed to heal him. Healing, however, the patient's animals, that's really not the same mitzvah. And therefore, if the patient, or actually the animal's owner, is not allowed to benefit from the veterinarian is not allowed to make a refuah, heal that animal. So there's a few important points the Rishonim make. Firstly, the Rishonim will say, obviously, that if we're dealing with a situation of sakonas nefashos, life and death, then nedarim don't supersede life and death, and that's not the question in the Gemara. Our Gemara, explained the Rishonim, is referring to the following situation. There are two doctors. I'm not the only doctor, nor am I the only veterinarian. If, even though I'm not the only doctor, the patient, even though he's not a benefit for me, I could heal him. I go to another doctor. So the Ran says, Lav mikol adam zoichem l'srapis. The patient wants me. However, by my animal, we don't have this concept of lab mikol adam zoichem l'srapis. And if there's another veterinarian available to heal the animal, I shouldn't be the doctor taking care of the animal, go to another doctor. And this concept that we're learning now of lab mikol adam zoichem l'srapis is very relevant to l'aloch l'maisa. Ramosha, the Tzitz Eliezer, discussing the tshuvas, a very common shaila. There's a woman goes into labor on Shabbos. She goes to the hospital. and there are a number of doctors in the hospital who could deliver the baby. But she has her doctor, who she has been using, and her doctor's a religious Jew. He's a Shem Shabbos. He's not a Shem Shabbos. He's a Jew, and he wants to, and she wants her doctor. Does she have a right to call a doctor, which will involve Chil Shabbos for him to come to the hospital, when there are a number of other doctors in the hospital that could deliver the baby just as well? Since our Gemara just taught us, Lav mikol adam zoichel nisrapois, this patient wants her doctor, and she can insist, even if there are other doctors available, and he should be Michal Shabbos. But that doesn't exist by a veterinarian. However, if there is no other veterinarian available, even though this owner of the animal is now a benefit for me, the veterinarian, then I am allowed to heal him, because as the Ran explains, then it's a situation of Ashavas Aveda. Because if I won't heal the animal will die, and that's considered Ashavas Aveda. Even though Kivega has problems with the Ran's approach to the Ashavas Aveda, because Ashavas Aveda always means I'm giving back to you something that belongs to you. The health is not something that belongs to you. So Chazanish says, Ashavas Aveda is not necessarily giving back something that belongs to you. Because if I wouldn't have given it back to you, who says you would have had it? So just like I'm allowed to return to you something that you lost, even if you're not allowed to benefit from me, so too could I heal your animal if you have no other doctor available. Even though we're saying that if there are other veterinarians available, I may not heal your animal, I can give you advice and tell you this is a good medicine for your animal to take, this is bad medicine, as long as I don't actively do it. But the Rishonim say, when is there a heter for me to do that? That's only when I don't get paid for consultation. In those days, the doctors only got paid if they actually did procedures. For advice, they didn't get paid. But if, as nowadays, doctors get paid for consultation, even if they didn't do anything, so me benefiting this person and giving him the advice, which medicine he should give his animal, which medicine he should not give his animal, in a case where there are other doctors available, I'm not allowed to do. The Mefarshim also go on to discuss the Paiskim. Here we're learning that there's a difference between being actively involved in something or not being actively involved. The question comes up, we know that netuche mesim, doing an autopsy or doing anything to a corpse, is a very, very serious avera. Nivel ames, ames is also bahanor. The Pais can discuss if there was a body that was already dissected, that's being used for medical research. Could I, a religious Jew, participate in just watching? I didn't do anything, just learning from it. So many Paiskim say, as long as I didn't actively do something, it's not the same. That's what our Gemara says. However, I saw a tshuva from the Michas Yitzchak, I saw a tshuva from the Chabina Rav, that say that certainly one should avoid even participating in that, because if people will participate in those demonstrations, that will encourage people to conduct these kind of procedures, which of course, as we just learned, is awesome. Says the Mishnah further. If I'm not allowed to benefit from you, I could take a bath with you in a large bath, but not in a small bath. Why not in a small bath? So Rishonim explain. Because when it's a small bath and another person enters, so the water level goes up and the other person enjoys that the water covers more of his body. Or another pshat that Rishonim says, when a second person walks into a small bath, the water moves. It's like a jacuzzi. So I enjoy it. The Yashinim Mimita. And I could sleep in the same bed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and as the Ran explains, Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing in the Tanakhama, he's explaining the Tanakhama. When can he sleep in the same bed? Be Moshe Chama. Because when you have two people in the same bed, it gives additional heat. In the summer, it's hot enough. Avaloi be Moshe Gisham, in the winter, where the extra heat actually causes pleasure, it's awesome. Neshuman Neyu. Umeisi v'moy Lamita, continues the Mishnah teaching us that they could sit on the same bed. We're not concerned that they're going to fall asleep and end up sleeping on the same bed in the winter. And they eat at the same table. So the Rash asks, the halach is that if you have two people sitting by a table, one's not allowed to eat milchigs and the other one eating fleishigs, because we're concerned that they may share the food. So the question here is, how could they sit by the table if they're not allowed to benefit from each other? They may come to share the food. So the Rash gives two answers. In a case where I'm eating milchigs, dairy, and you're eating fleishigs, meat, there's a real concern that we may share the food. Here we're referring that people have a nether that they're not allowed to benefit from each other. That nether will serve as a reminder that we shouldn't share our food. Another pshat is who makes a nether that you're not allowed to benefit from each other? Typically people who don't get along. If you have people that don't get along, you do not have to be worried that they're going to share the food. They're not allowed to share the same serving plate. Why? Because let's say you and I are not allowed to benefit. You're not allowed to benefit from me. And if I leave over some food in the serving plate, so you should have a portion, you benefited from me. If there's a very large serving plate, that there's a lot of leftovers, or another pshat that the Rosh gives, the Baal Bos is always replenishing the service plate, the serving bowl, so there's no concern that I'm leaving over for you, then they can't share a plate. Tanya, they shouldn't share the same bathtub. They're not asleep in the same bed. So the Rishonim say, Remeya says that everything is osur, even in cases where there is no benefit, because he makes a gzeira. They're not allowed to sleep in the same big, in the winter, in the big bed. In a big bed in the winter, they could sleep together because they're not near each other. And a small bed, even in the summer, because it's not a benefit. They could go into the same big bathtub because there's no benefit given. To go to a sweat room where they have a schwitz is even a small. Why? Because when the first person is sitting there and the second person comes in, he only causes detriment because the cold air rushes in. They can't share the same serving plate. They're allowed to use the same tamche chayzer. What is a tamche chayzer? As we explained in the Mishnah, when there's plenty of food available, so one isn't leaving over for the next, so one isn't benefiting from the other.